Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. Timothy, Mike, McKernan, Jimmy the Cat, Hayes, Douglas, Sullivan, Vaughn with you. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Gateway Buick GMC at I-270, McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com, in the market for a new car, in the market for a used car. In the market to get your car serviced, make sure you're going to Gateway Buick GMC. They've done it again. They're celebrating all kinds of great deals at Gateway Buick GMC. The new 2017 Acadia is there. It's starting as low as $38,000 at Gateway Buick GMC. They bring you all the all-new Acadia, filled with premium amenities and precision construction like you've never believed. Gateway Buick GMC, the sponsor of our studios here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Seamaster, if you would, switch the screen back to the text inbox and put up the Shrewsbury. Is this the Shrewsbury Seminary student, Doug?
I don't know. I don't see anything. Hello, Shrewsy.
Hey, good morning, boys. How are we?
We're fine. You?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm driving to go close on a house as we speak.
That's exciting.
Huh. And buying your first house?
That's correct, Doug.
Huh. Whereabouts? Shrewsbury?
No, sir. So South City on Dirty. Deuce.
South City Dirty, you said? Where?
That off.
Yeah.
Where the
I'm
hell?
South City.
Well, whereabouts?
Outside, Tower Grove area, Shaw, baby, Shaw.
Oh, don't say Shaw, baby, Shaw.
I liked it.
What, you got a nice craftsman style?
I don't know what that means. I'm a millennial. What's that mean?
Yeah, it's a style of house. I'm sure there's not a lot of craftsman style homes in the Tower Grove area. Those are older houses.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I went to private school, so I'm going to need somebody to come, like, do a lot of the work for me, but I bought it.
Huh. Well, congratulations. Wow.
Thanks, Doug. You got any advice for me? Like, kind of like a punch list of stuff I got to keep up around the house?
Well, don't say punch list.
Pay that mortgage down as quickly as you possibly can. That's my advice.
Yep.
Wish I would have done
all
that.
Right.
Telling
all
you.
Right.
Boy, I pissed money away in the early 2000s. Mm-mm-mm. That's my advice. You know, that's what my advice for the kids, Doug. They get a place in their 20s, maybe like a condo or something like that. Pay that thing down if you can.
Well, yeah, if you can. But most people buy usually just the amount of house that stretches their budget right to the limit, and they don't have an extra $1,000 a month or so to pay it down.
Well, they should have gone to St. Louis U High.
Well,
what's the square footage? What are we talking about here?
2,300, pretty blessed.
Nice. Pretty blessed. And how many bathrooms with that voluminous home?
Well, I didn't have a former radio executive get me one, but I'm still with two or three, I think.
Right,
but,
right.
Older house, like 70, 80 years old?
Yeah, early 1900s, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. Well, are you handy? Yeah. Do you know how to fix things?
Not at all. Again, private school, Doug.
Yeah. Well, you're going to spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you handy?
Not terribly, no. I do some little things, but not the big stuff.
Can you spackle?
No. Oh, yeah.
No. Hey, shout out to my boy Buff Swag.
All right.
Doug, we're doing shout outs this morning.
He's another texter. But are you not handy, Doug? Are you really not?
Well, like I said, I can do some minor things, but I don't tackle the big stuff.
What kind of minor things?
Well, the electrical, if plumbing breaks, I try to fix that, and I paint and spackle and that kind of thing.
You install cabinetry.
You like to be treated like
that.
A toilet, bro?
Yeah. No. Yep. No. Ceiling fans. That's about the limit of my.
I don't want to get too personal, but granite countertops. You got granite countertops?
We can't get too detailed, but we can say he prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Yep. A lot of guys like that.
Oh my God, it's a good drop. Well done, Posse. Quartz countertops.
Mm. All right, that's solid.
Yeah, open the text line. I'm going to get killed. Doug, can you be handy with my plumbing?
Pot him down!
I didn't see
pot
that coming.
Yeah, the tell was he kept asking about Doug and handy and plumbing, and so you knew he was going to check raise you on the turn.
Shrewsbury Seminary student. This is why he got kicked out of the seminary. He's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I hope his closing falls through.
He continues to send in pictures of his, I believe he's the one, or is that the butter squirrel who sends in the pictures of his wife and offers her up to us, which is a nice gesture?
I don't know. I don't see those pictures, Tim.
You guys can get see the text inbox today. I don't know if I mentioned it. I left my laptop at home, so the Seamaster has the text inbox right up there. And the cat, you can see it, and it's wonderful. Tucker is on the Appliances kind of phone line.
Hello, Tuxie.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
Oh, we're about average. How about you?
Man, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day and nice day to get some work done, drink a cup of coffee, and make some memories, you know?
Okay, what kind of memories are you looking to make?
Well, I don't know. I got a big project going on right now at work. We got a case out of Delaware that's just freaking crazy, taking up all my time right now. And I'm going to be done with that by Thursday afternoon, most likely. I say most likely. And by Friday, it's ready to rock and roll. We're going to hit the wineries this weekend. It's going to be wild.
What kind of project are you working on for Delaware?
Well, I really can't talk about the case, but I can tell you it's a criminal investigation involving insurance fraud. But I can't go into any details. But it's been taking up so much of my time the last like 3 months, and we are coming to a complete end with this thing one way or another. I think by Thursday afternoon, and I'm gonna just roll into the weekend, bro. It is gonna be, thank God, right?
Yeah. You've been working on this a long time. Be nice to get it wrapped really up. Been, yeah, there's crooks involved.
So much of my time. Yeah. I wanted to tell you, I stopped by Billy G's place, right? And I'd never been before.
No.
I just moved over to the county from St. Charles not too long ago.
Sure.
And oh, my God, the ladies, man. There were some beautiful girls there. And
what night Tucker, what night were you there? Because the Plowhawk's there on
Friday happy hour.
Plowhawk, yeah, were you there Friday happy hour?
Fridays, I double dip at the station, so I'm not there Friday. Tucker, you're one of my favorites. I think, are you the guy that called that had an all-nighter with one of your buddies, and it sounds like you're doing cocaine?
Or
just a different one?
No, that wasn't me, bro. I've only called in once, and when I did, it was crazy, because that afternoon, I was talking about these lesbian chicks up at Companion and El Pizza there.
Right.
And as soon as I called in, I was up there that afternoon just getting some work done, and I was on my cell phone. And I looked over and I heard a few people talking about the show. So I didn't know how big you guys had gotten.
Now we're here.
But like, yeah, there were people up there that afternoon looking for like lesbian action. and it was so funny because I walked up to the guy at the El Pizza place right when they opened.
Sure.
Probably like 4:30 or something when I was about to head home for the day. And the dude was like, I'm like, have you seen a bunch of like dudes up here asking about lesbians? And he goes, no, but I got a phone call from somebody asking if we like have a lesbian discount. And I was
for crying out loud.
and I said to the guy, I'm like, oh man, I'm like, this show must have really reached a lot of people.
It does, Doug.
I didn't think they'd call the manager of Red L Pizza talking about lesbian action on like a Wednesday or something. It was just crazy. But this is the reach of the show. But back to Billy G's, man.
Yeah, sure.
The housewives that are up there, I swear to God, man, this stuff was crazy. I mean, I don't know if they were doing each other or nothing. I'm not going to make those.
Okay.
Plans. But like, you know, they wanted it because there's so much money up there. It's just dripping with money. Everyone's
old
wearing
money.
These people are wearing these sweatshirts. And tell me, guys, if you know anything about this, or maybe you're listeners too. I don't know. These sweatshirts that have like big things across the back that say like Billy Duchesne, or that say like Kirkwood or something. It's like
those were high school kids, like, you were looking at.
It's like a dumb looking sweatshirt from like the 90s or something, like those bum equipment shirts that people used to wear, but it's like trendy. These girls are wearing it with like school skirts and stuff, and I think they look like a bunch of idiots, but I mean
well, they were probably high school kids.
And then the gals, man, they wear these workout clothes to dinner. I'm like, who wears workout clothes to dinner? But that's the thing now, they all look like that gal from the HGTV show, that Flip or Flop show, where they just do all that housework and the girl wears like sports bras out to church. It's freaking weird.
Well, you covered a lot of territory here today, Tucker.
I'm giddy right now. I'm just almost done with this case, and I'm drinking like...
Yeah, let's get that case wrapped up. These people in Delaware, they've waited a long time. There are crooks involved. Let's put them away and move on.
Well, yeah, and I know your politics on the show. I don't think you'd want these guys put away because then they won't be able to vote. So that would probably be a bad thing for you, man. That'd probably be a real bad thing. But no, they need to be put away. And if everything goes right, they will be put away. But we got a lot going on with it, man. And it's a two sides versus each other. So the state's not involved or nothing, which is always good because you don't have to work with the state. But man, it's been stressful, I tell you, and I'm so ready to get done in this great weather and the beautiful ladies and the beers and everything's flowing because it's the fall.
Guys. Tucker, I want to ask you a question here. You're an attorney, and it seems like you jump from topic to topic. When you're conducting a cross-examination, are you able to stay focused?
Attorney. I'm not a trial attorney, man. I don't get in the courtroom. I'm mostly behind the scenes, some litigation, do the research. And it's mostly insurance fraud, so it's nothing exciting. But sometimes you get some criminal stuff like what's going on right now. This is criminal. And I think that if the one side beats the other, it might go to the state in Delaware. But right now, I'm just hunkering down to get this thing done on my side. But I don't care what happens with the state, man. Just want to get to the end of the week and get out there and see some broads on a Friday night and just relax, man.
Where do you think you're going to go and have a libation on Friday when you're celebrating this being over?
You know, I've really been thinking about this. So my wife is actually taking the kids. She's taking the kids up to Chicago this weekend to see her friend because they don't have any soccer games or whatever.
No.
So I pretty much have free reign. I don't know what's going to go on Friday night. You know, I might go back to that Billy G spot, man, because it seemed like a really fun time. They have a giant old patio there. We sit outside and just drink a few cool ones. But I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the night because I haven't been able to really go out and get hammer faced in a really long time. And probably since I've been over in Ladue. And so I'm used to these St. Charles bars and everything with a bunch of stupid college kids. So I might have a real good time. You know, that place, that St. Charles is good for people in their early 30s. It kind of sucks, man.
I would love to have Tucker come out to the Lemming Open. I'd love to have a beer with this guy.
Yeah, when is that? Is that on Friday?
It's on Friday.
Friesman.
I know, and I get done Thursday afternoon. I was thinking about trying to make it out there. I wanted to get a foursome together because my buddy told me how great that last tournament was. But I don't know if the time's going to work out, man, just because I'm going to get done. I'm going to sleep probably for like 14 hours. And then I've got to do all my follow-up phone calls and everything Friday morning, Friday afternoon, which really sucks because I hope you do another tournament sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a sand volleyball one, too, because I'm pretty good at sand volleyball. If you do the sand volleyball tournament, I'd put two or three teams together, man. We could have a wild pony out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Timmy. We'll bring some good insurance fraud ideas to the golf tournament. Some of our listeners could use a few extra bucks.
Well, I don't know if I want to encourage anything like that, man. That would be stupid on my part. I mean, I really shouldn't go into any details about any cases, obviously, on the radio.
No.
That would probably not be good for my career.
Probably not,
but,
no.
I listen to you all day while I'm doing research just because it's like a diversion. I could just put you on and you talk about so much nonsense that I can just kind of relax and not have to worry about these terms that I'm reading up on.
Yeah, nobody likes to read terms. Well, good luck with the case.
Good job.
Good luck with that case and your pony show.
I will be done, and I'll try to get out. I'll try to get out to one of your tournaments, you know, those bar happy hour deals you do at some point with the kids and the soccer schedule and my work and everything. It gets crazy sometimes, but I really enjoy you guys, so I'm going to try to get out.
Doug, that's Tucker.
Well, thank you, Tuxie.
See you, boys.
Thank you, Tuxie.
Wouldn't you think that'd be a mistake to work on Legal Briefs listening to this show? Like, all of a sudden, the judge is reading a proposal by the defense counsel, and Thursbin is referenced in there.
I mean, he seriously has a case of ADD. How did he get through law school?
I don't know, but I would love to hear this guy do a final summation or a closing argument.
This is at least two lawyers between Tucker and Tony Dow that you wonder, maybe it's not that hard to get through it.
Tony Doe
right, he had to
seems to
name.
Be a very intelligent guy. Just the only shortcoming is a yearning hand.
Well, that's a major shortcoming, since that's a criminal act.
He puts these polls up on the what do they call it? The fan pin. And and he will ask the question, what's the poll question, Plowhawk?
What was more scary? There was like goblins and like wolfman and like gremlins and mummy.
Ghouls
and mummies was one of them as well. And you could have a write-in vote.
And it's a great poll.
Yeah.
But he asks it every day, and
Does
I like
he?
That. because that way you get a pulse. You know, it's like, okay, where is Clinton today? Where is Trump today?
Right.
But are ghouls scarier today than they were last Wednesday?
I don't think so.
No, that's scientific. You know, I know, Doug, you had a problem with the CNN poll after the debate.
Right.
But if you keep running the same question, you're guaranteed to get real tangible results.
Plowsy's winning one of them. I think it was something about the Lemming Open. Team Iggy, Team McKernan, will Plowsy be high? And Plowsy was winning in a landslide.
You fit to be high?
Oh, probably. I was actually just going to ask Tucker, and he's off the air now, that if he does come out to Billy Jesus, let me know. Usually I get some time, a little break, and go out to the Lumina. So I think he did.
Go out to the Lumina? You're going to your car.
I think he did mention he smoked marijuana last time when he called in about the lesbians at the pizza shop.
You could kind of tell by his whole approach.
I love Tucker. I'm a huge fan of Tucker.
But if you smoke in the car, then you go back at work, don't you bring that smell with you?
No, not necessary. You got to smoke a cigarette. Doug?
I guess you have to. Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
Is that your move?
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer is yes, but it's a different smoky smell.
You mask it with a cigarette afterwards.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, that's what the people want, Doug.
Oh, I'm sure. That's what everybody wants when they walk into the restaurant is have the people working there smell like cigarettes.
Oh,
smoke.
I wash my hands, put on some Febreze. I'm fine.
Okay.
You put on the Febreze.
Oh, spray on the Febreze.
Yeah, over your chest. Check out Wildwood Pub and Grill. Their golf simulators called the Links allow you to bring your own clubs in and play some of the most famous golf courses in the world, like Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, and TPC Sawgrass. There are more than 60 courses total to choose from as the weather turns. It's a great, realistic place to golf indoors. They hold tournaments on a variety of these courses each month. Check out their Facebook page for tournament schedules and details. While on the Links, you'll have your own cocktail waitress to serve you food and drinks so you never have to step away from the game. The Links holds up to 75 people and can be booked for private parties or any special occasion. Wildwood Pub and Grill has a great menu, TVs every way, terrific happy hour specials, and plenty of fun and games for all ages. Visit them at 17253 New College Avenue in Wildwood. We were out there last month. It is a damn good time for those of you enjoying shaving strokes. Well, Doug, the blue season is opening up, and it is time, and this show gets you ready better than any other show, I think, for the upcoming season, doesn't it? We had Ken Hitchcock on yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And now it is our pleasure to welcome to the program, brought to you by Bud Light, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Petrangelo. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. How fired up are you and the boys to get ready and get back out there?
Yeah, I guess no better way to start it than against our biggest rival, Chicago, obviously. You know, 3 and 4 nights for us. So we're putting in the work these last couple of days getting ready. But there's a buzz in the room right now. We got some unfinished business. So starts today. Off we go to Chicago and be a fun one tomorrow there.
There are changes every single season. You guys had some key guys depart. You brought in some new pieces as well. How has that gone trying to integrate the new guys?
Well, we're a pretty close group. I think anybody who's going to come into our locker room is going to notice that right away, and they're going to be able to fit in. We're going to welcome them with open arms, and we're going to make sure they have the opportunity to you know, be themselves and enjoy our group. Pretty much the same core group. Obviously, we lost Bax, who was here for a while, but the rest of us have been together, and when you have that chemistry, it certainly makes the transition easier for other guys. And we've got the young guys kind of growing into their own here, and you know, their personalities are starting to come out. So it's a good mix of guys. I mean, we don't really have any issues with the new guys coming in. Obviously, Nail comes in, but he's pretty familiar with a few of the guys. So that's going to be an easy transition for him.
What was the preseason like for you? A little different this year playing in the World Cup. How did that affect your preparation to get ready for a season?
Well, I guess on a good note, you're playing at the highest level against the best players in the world. A little bit different having to play, you know, games that early. You come back here and I guess you're with a totally different lineup. But I guess if you want best preparation, you're going to have to play with the, you know, with the best players at that level. So in that aspect, it was great. It would have been obviously nice to spend training camp with the guys here. But here we are and a week under our belt in camp and off we go.
It's going to be a different season for you because you have the C. How does that really change the way you approach things?
You know what? Not much. I mean, obviously I had some say last year. David was the captain, but we had our leadership group with me, Steiner, Dave. But I'm going to be myself. I'm not going to change much. Obviously, there's some, you know, away from the rink, off the ice, there's a little bit more responsibility. But I'm going to be myself you know, they put me in this role because, you know, being myself, they thought it was appropriate to give me the C. So I know if the guys in the locker room see me acting any differently than I normally do, they'll keep me in check.
I know you were very close with Backus. To have him sort of endorse you as the guy that should get the C, what did that mean to you?
Well, yeah, we're obviously real good friends away from the rink, but a guy who's been here as long as he has, being a captain, showing the leadership that he has, it's obviously a good thing to have him say that for me. I mean, he's been nothing but great for this organization when he was here. Obviously tough to see him go, but a guy like that's going to say that I'm capable of doing it obviously means a lot to me. And I think the best thing about him is his phone's always on. If there's any questions, I got to ask him. I know he's on a different team now, but he's always willing to help me out and guide me through the process.
I was going to ask about that. It's probably pretty tough to play against guys who used to be good friends, isn't it?
I think it, you know, as tough as it is, I think it creates a good competition. I know we already got some chirping going back and forth. I think most guys do that too. So, you know, in the World Cup, it's you're always going back and forth with the guys that you're playing against, and gives you a little bit of an extra edge, I guess, because if you don't win the game, then you got a whole season for them to make you hear about it. So, you know, it's fun. It's different. Obviously, never played against backs other than the Olympics, but I think it creates a good competition.
Yeah, they talk about with the new additions and some of the guys that left that it's going to be a different philosophy, at least offensively, a little bit quicker. Have you noticed that your guys' preparation is different as you try to institute sort of a new approach?
Yeah, we're trying to be a little bit quicker up front, but for the most part, we're still going to play a difficult game. It's going to be tenacious. We're going to play a hard-nosed game. We might have lost a little bit of size and weight up front, but you look at guys like Perron, and you know, he comes in, and he's a tenacious guy. He's feisty. He's tough to get off the puck. So, you know, there might be a little bit more speed, maybe a little more puck control, but for the most part, it's the same philosophies and just different personnel.
Did the way last season end give you any more motivation, knowing that you're close with this group and you get a break or two here and there? You got a legitimate chance to go all the way?
Yeah, it's when you look back at it, it's obviously a big accomplishment knowing that you got to the point where you did. It's frustrating at the same time, too, knowing that you were that close and couldn't quite get to the, you know, the Stanley Cup Finals. But I think that's the most hockey all of us have played in our career at this level. So it was a learning lesson for all of us. I mean, myself included, how to conserve your energy throughout the year and make sure you're ready for that that postseason run. But it's difficult to win. We know that. But it starts right now to put ourselves in the right position. I thought last year we did a great job throughout the year getting to that that point where we're peaking in the playoffs, and we're going to kind of need the same recipe this year throughout the regular season.
You guys have a head coach in Hitch and a head coach in Waiting. And, Yo, has the way you guys – get the message from the coaching staff change at all? Is Hitch any different as they try to integrate the guy who will be the head coach down the road?
Obviously a little bit of a different dynamic having the two of them in that situation, but Mike's been great. Mike, here to learn. He's eager to learn from Hitch. He's really excited. So, we're kind of treating it as Hitch was last year. He's excited. He knows he's going to lay everything on the line this year. He's been excited to kind of get things going. I know Mike seems pretty eager to get to know this group and really see what we're capable of.
What's it like playing for Hitch? I think of all the coaches, managers I've ever been around, he's one of the more interesting characters. What's it like playing for Hitch?
Yeah, he's you know what, he certainly demands a lot from the players, but at the same time, he understands how to treat the players. Look, he's been around for countless years. He's had a lot of success at this level. He's changed a bit since he first started, but he's got a good balance of demanding from the players and allowing us to be ourselves and relax and enjoy playing at this level. And I think he's really allowed, you know, us veteran guys who have been here for a while, guys in the leadership group, to kind of take over this team and take this group to the next level. Again, it being his last year, he seems excited, he seems relaxed, and he certainly wants to win with this group, so we want him to go out on top, and that's the goal.
You notice him mellowing at all? I think he used to have a reputation as a guy who would really get after some of his players. Has he mellowed at all in his age?
He has quite a bit from the stories I used to hear. I never had it when he was a little bit different. I guess he's the same way in some sense where, like I said, he demands a lot, but I guess his approach on how he does it has changed a bit over the years. So it's good to have a coach that demands that. I mean, we got a couple young guys here. We were a young group when his first came, and he's really molded us into a group that is really playing at the top level. We demand the most from each other, and he makes sure he does the same for us.
You know, he has that reputation of being all business and sort of a hard-nosed coach, but he's really a funny guy, too. Do you get the opportunity to joke around with him when the season starts, or is he all serious?
No, he's pretty relaxed a lot of the time, especially on off days. I think I can speak for the group here. I think he thinks he's funnier than he is. But once you can kind of go through his words and find his jokes, I guess he's got a little bit of humor to him. So, like I said, we got a fun group here. So he's got to make sure he lets us have some fun. And we know he's all business on game time, as are we.
All right, so what you're saying is he's not really funny at all.
He thinks he's funny.
Alex, great to hear from you. Best of luck tomorrow night. Blues and Wild open up the season at the Scott Trade Center, the home part of the season. On Thursday, Blues and Blackhawks tomorrow get underway. Bud Light presents Blues coverage in our countdown to the Winter Classic. Countdown to the Classic on Monday, January 2nd at Busch Stadium. Alex, best of luck. Thanks so much for stopping by the show, sir.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is. Alex Petrangelo with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Bud Light presents Blues coverage in our countdown to the Classic on Monday, January 2nd at Busch Stadium.
He's married now, too. So that, I wonder if that changes the dynamic. I know it does for me at home.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that would change the dynamic a lot. How could it not?
And then you have little ones running around. If you're a professional athlete, I always wonder, kids up at 3 a.m, you have a big game the next day. Do you get up and take care of the kid, or do you say, honey, you're up?
I think you would probably say, honey, you're up.
I don't think it really works. I think in theory that works, but I don't know if that's reality.
Probably not 100% of the time, but I think for the most part, if you're a professional athlete and the season doesn't last the whole year and you don't play every night as a hockey player, I would think that maybe you could get your sleep.
Text in 855-CUB-TALK, 855-CUB-TALK, or you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Alex Petrangelo brought to you by Bud Light, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Norman Chad of the Washington Post and ESPN's World Series of Poker broadcast. He will be with us coming up at 9 o'clock. And your emails, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, come your way at 9:45. Doug, Mattress Direct is a St. Louis-based company, and we know that the importance of getting a good night's sleep is critical to how you feel throughout the day. When you get a really good night's sleep and you wake up the next morning, you feel better, you can take on more. It's just the best that you can be. How do you get a better night's sleep? It's a great question. The guys at Mattress Direct have products that are designed to help you sleep at the ideal comfort, support, and temperature. And now they even have a smart motion base that tracks your quality of sleep all night long, and you get a report on your cell phone or tablet with overnight and over several nights. It measures your time asleep, your time in deep sleep, as well as your heart rate, respiration rate, to give you personalized information about the way you actually sleep and tips on how you can sleep better. It's the most advanced sleep tracking system on the market, and it's available on any Beautyrest mattress, any Dormio mattress, any Tempur-Pedic mattress, any Kingsdown mattress, and it's all at Mattress Direct. Mattress Direct is a St. Louis-based company that now has 15 showrooms. They just opened the newest one in Alton, Illinois. They're on both sides of the river, so no matter where you live, there's a Mattress Direct near you. Support the sponsors. Let them know you heard about them on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. You get the best deal at Mattress Direct, stlmattressdirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online or call 314-4-DIRECT to get your Mattress Direct, 314-4-DIRECT, or online at stlmattress.com. Hitch gave Petrangelo the C. Doug, will you give me the D? That comes from the other Fat Ellen.
Other Fat Ellen has been suspended. She's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Her name will now appear in the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. I hope it was worth it.
I was hoping, you know, with the Ken Bone Twitter accounts, and there's, I guess, a knockoff Ken Bone Twitter account that has like 15 or 20,000 followers. I don't understand why someone would get joy out of trying to steal someone's, you know, moment in the sun. But I would like to see a Ken Bones less popular Bay sweater Twitter account or something along those lines. All I saw was his red sweater as a Twitter account.
That's his trademark. I think he should
start selling. I'm sure he has other sweaters, though, and I think they deserve a Twitter account.
He should start selling those things. He should go out and get 1,000 of them and sell them.
Boneware.
That's right.
Boneware. We mentioned Petrangelo and the Blues opening up the season. All St. Louis, all 11 St. Louis area hotshots are having a Blues kickoff bash when the Blues open up their season in Chicago. Enjoy amazing food and drink specials, plus Blues-themed prizes and giveaways. Hotshots is also your home for Missouri football. Each week, a different location serves as the official watch party headquarters. Win tickets, tailgate passes, and Hotshots gift cards. Mizzou game specials include $5.99 black and gold nachos with blackened steak or chicken, plus discounted buckets and shots. Bring your Mizzou tickets to any Hotshots location the week after a home game and receive a free Tiger sampler appetizer with the purchase of two drinks. It's Hotshots, and they have their party open up the Blues season tomorrow night. Missouri in action this Sattersby, 3 o'clock start in Gainesville, and they are 13.5-point underdogs. Is that what it is, 13.5 points?
You think they can hang that close? I doubt it. I just don't know how much they have. I don't think they've got much going on.
What makes you say that?
Well, what I saw at LSU.
Mm-mm.
Yes. Yep. That's pretty Missouri. Much what makes me say that.
Good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh?
Really? No.
What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff,
pretty
huh?
good stuff. I don't think so. I just don't think so.
Luke Del Rio will be back.
Luke Del Rio, well, that's a game changer. Boy, when anytime you can get Del Rio's back, you got a chance.
How does he impact the game?
Well, he impacts the game on both sides of the ball because of his influence.
Women wanted to be like him, and guys wanted to be with him.
We've played that 493 times now.
He's the son of Jack Del Rio, so you need to think about that.
He's Jack Del Rio's son?
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's where he learned to play. His father played in the league and now coaches in the league. And so, you know, wow, he plays too.
And he's got the Raiders on their way to a showdown in the AFC Championship 15 years later after the famous Tuck Rule game against the Patriots. That's going to be fun to relive that.
I don't know how much fun that is. That game, that playoff game in the snow, one?
That's right.
How often are you going to relive that?
Had the Tuck Rule not been called, the Rams would have won the Super Bowl and then never moved. So I hope you remember that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Tim, your voice is so soothing and you make my morning. God bless you. Doug, you make my night. Last night, you stud. Fred from the poor part of the nail.
Fred from the poor part of the nail has joined the suspension list and he's joined it for a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyns, for the suspension long.
Pedro Martinez just had to issue an apology. That's what you have to do. You have to issue apologies.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he did last night following the Indians and Red Sox game as the Indians sweep Boston.
When I play baseball, I used to go ahead. Well, once in a lifetime, when I play baseball, I used to hunt Indians. But now I'm gonna pay tribute to the Indians and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna say who my daddy is. And guess what? I may have kinky hair, but I'm gonna pick an Indian. So
was he on an awful morning show? Where was this at?
That was on the MLB network.
And they were,
or was it on TBS?
They were giggling
TBS.
Like schoolgirls.
He says, I send my apologies if I was misunderstood when I was trying to pay tribute to the Cleveland Indians. The TBS postseason show. I was referring to my pitching years facing Cleveland. Nothing else. Again, my apologies.
Well, I think he was trying to pay tribute to them. He just did it in a probably an unfortunate way.
That was appropriate on Columbus Day, wasn't it?
You know, he was trying to say how good the Indians are and try to be funny with
them. There was no ill intent.
No, I don't think so.
You want to tweet at him and demand an apology?
No.
Even though he's apologized? And then see if you can get him fired and do that a few hours, and then maybe form a foundation in which we can get donations and justify our existence, all while forcing people to think like us?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing, too. Like, an apology makes it all okay. Like, people demand an apology. Like, you know, like if you
bow
think,
down, bitch!
Like, if you think...
That's what it's about. Bow down and think like me while I proclaim tolerance.
like these people that, you know, revile Trump, and he said awful, awful things. I get that. But they're like, and he's never apologized. Well, what does that matter? You know, like, and he would say, Hillary hasn't apologized. Who cares? You know, like, if you think someone did something heinous, then mm-hmm. think they're heinous. But does that make it all go away because they apologized?
I wouldn't think so, no. No.
Have you ever demanded an apology?
No.
Well, right here, I'm going to take this opportunity because you think I'm mean-spirited. Doug, if I have ever treated you poorly, clearly my intent is only a cheap laugh. It's never to be mean. But if you feel that way, then perhaps there's something to it. And if I've ever been mean to you, sir, I apologize. Hmm. Now, you never demanded this apology.
No, I didn't. I don't demand apologies.
Do you accept apologies, though?
Sure.
So you accepted my apology?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Deke Dotum apologized.
Well, he stepped over the line.
People he apologized, though. You just said you accept apologies.
Well, that means that I accept the fact that he knows he's done wrong. It doesn't mean he still doesn't have to serve his penance.
All right.
What about me? I just apologized instead of accepting it at face value. You said, we'll see how it goes. That is not accepting.
Well, if you're mean-spirited again, then what will this apology have meant? For
look,
now,
I do. The way I look at it, we're all works in progress, Doug. We're all striving to be better people.
Doug, uh-huh. In the show prep meeting, you said, oh, I wonder how porn stars feel when they're having sex while high on weed.
I didn't.
We happen to have the audio right here. Plowhawk got this for us.
Do I think marijuana makes sex better? I think marijuana makes a lot of things better, sex and food being two of the biggest ones.
In my experience, marijuana usually tends to relax me and my partner. I've known a lot of guys who told me that they get hornier when they smoke weed, and I was very confused at this because it used to dry me out, and I learned later on that that was actually my birth control.
Marijuana does not make sex better. And I know this because I'm an avid stoner. Okay, I smoke weed every single day. When I smoke weed, I get cotton mouth, so my mouth is dry as f. There's no blow that's going to be happening.
Okay.
Like, I'll have to get some coconut oil and give you a handy, like, candy before we start.
But, like the offensive line.
My mouth is really dry.
We get
and so it means, like, my girl is really dry, even though I might be really turned on. It's just no moisture
all
there.
Right, can last we, night. We're done with this. We're done with this. Doug, and again,
FCC has
and
rules.
Again, Doug, this is what you requested at our morning
meeting. No, it isn't.
What Tim said.
Guys, I think the premise of the apology is an admission of guilt. That's from the 314.
Yeah, probably so.
Well, one of the more fascinating elements of 2016 culture, which of course is fueled this particular moment by social media, in particular Twitter, is the condemnation of people for being terrible, mean-spirited people by people being even somehow more mean-spirited in their proclamation of mean-spiritedness.
It's the most bizarre thing to me.
It's like, yeah, no, that's okay.
Yeah, because we're so divided now, it seems in our alleged quest for diversity, we never demand diversity in thought. You have to be on one team or the other. And I think that's led to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we're going to get out of it. Somewhere in the future, this country needs some leader who stands in the middle and can
reunite. A charismatic moderate.
And can reunite everybody because, boy, it's as split as I've ever seen it.
Glenn Beck endorsed Hillary? I saw that on Twitter, but it said it was done on Saturday, and I didn't see it then. Were you familiar with that, Cat?
No.
I don't know.
I know he was a big Ted Cruz guy.
Really?
And so I don't find it. If Ted Cruz isn't endorsing Trump, right? He never endorsed him, did he?
I think he did.
He did?
Yes, he did.
But does it matter? He made phone calls for him.
Yeah, it's a famous picture.
But if we call these people idiots and lunatics one day and then they make an endorsement and that's supposed to mean something, I don't know that you can have it both ways.
Doug, you just retweeted something from Deplorable Mac? What is that?
You know, about they've got somebody caught on tape showing that the Democrats are committing voter fraud in New York.
What's happening?
I haven't had time to look at all of it because I'm on the air right now.
InfoWars again?
No.
Deplorable Mac is the gentleman's name.
There's a new WikiLeaks dump today.
The last one I was reading, they had Donna Brazile, I think, who's the new DNC chair who was the assistant to Wasserman. sending Hillary intel about how Bernie's campaign was going to use Twitter or something like that, which is pretty bad.
It's also crooked that it's hard to have any faith in the system. It really is. It's hard to have any faith at all in the veracity of the system.
The more I watch things play out, the more I find House of Cards to be much more nonfiction than fiction. I'm speaking of the Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright Penn, now Robin Wright, Netflix show. Like, I'm like, oh, that might have been taken from actual people on the inside saying, oh, this is how we've done a couple things over the years.
By not being honest, by fixing things? Or
by, well, more of
a controlled game.
It all would fall under the umbrella of, like, the game. It's like when I, to me, just from a, sending out the video of the Billy Bush bus Donald Trump fiasco from Friday, that would never happen on a Friday at 4 o'clock. It just wouldn't. And it's not like we're like some seasoned network news producers, but having done this stuff for a living for a number of years, we know the program. And you know, many people even outside of this business understand the program. You announce good news on Monday or Sunday night, and you announce bad news on Friday around 4 or 5 o'clock. That's just, it's, you know, it's kind of ABC poker. And so for that prominent of a story that was going to have the impact it was going to have to be released at 5 Eastern, actually, my logic tells me, and I don't have any proof of this, but my intuition tells me that was to counter the WikiLeaks thing.
Oh, hell, of course.
So, and this is coming from somebody who would be on the left, for the record. So, because it's amusing to me that yesterday the cat was called Hillary Hayes, and occasionally the program gets labeled as a conservative program, even though I certainly, at least socially, would not be conservative. I'm just telling you how I see things, and those things oftentimes don't necessarily line up in lockstep with one particular party or one particular side of the spectrum. So anyway, yeah, that there had to be something to that. That, at least to me, because that's not the way that things usually work. And even if it weren't released by one of the campaigns, and of course in that case the Clinton campaign, the Washington Post, you know, for them to release it at that point, that is also a rare strategy just from a media entity. You don't do it at Friday at 5 o'clock, especially being local time. So that part of this stuff fascinates me.
And I think the whoever is responsible for dumping the Trump tape probably has more, and they're probably smiling like someone who's sitting on pocket aces because they know there's more WikiLeaks stuff coming, mm-hmm. and you have the antidote. Yeah.
And so Trump yesterday was threatening if more came out, then he was going to continue to go after him, which then indicates that he's worried that more is going to come out.
Yeah, he probably said something on the set of The Apprentice at some point with a camera rolling or who knows where. I mean, he's been on every TV show in America for the last 20 or 30 years as an interview subject or whatnot. So I don't doubt that there's going to be more stuff. It's just going to get uglier and uglier as we go.
I also like the fact, I love it when something happens in the news that makes the two ideologies have to figure out what side they're on of it, you know, it juxtaposes it. And with the WikiLeaks thing, I mean, everyone's against this guy. And the hacking, but if he's going to dump stuff on your opponent, then they're like, that's great news. No, I mean, this is a guy who's hacking. You know, the speculation is with help from Russia. I don't really know who it's from, but I mean, he's stealing information and putting it out there. Mm-hmm. But if it helps your side, then it's okay.
Norman Chad will join us. He is coming up at 9 o'clock hour on the other side of the break, as a matter of fact. And he wrote a column yesterday on the public funding of not just NFL stadiums, but now the public is funding $60 million stadiums for high school teams in Texas. Have you seen this? They build palaces in
Texas. I've seen some of those, yeah.
Norman wrote about that. He also has been on the side of St. Louis and the cluster that was the Fighting Rammy. And some Major League Baseball playoff thoughts that he wrote about as well. Plus, of course, he is the co-host of the World Series of Poker broadcast on ESPN. All of that is coming your way in the 9 o'clock hour, in addition to our email today. Send your emails in for a gift certificate to the Pasta House, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better partner in the IT world than St. Louis Digital Media. And if your business has tried to reach the top of the search results with no luck, If you have, then you need to try St. Louis Digital Media. They are a local internet marketing agency specializing in SEO, AdWords, social media, and web design for small to medium-sized businesses. All their services are done in-house. When you contact them, you speak to a real person. Contact them at 314-200-5592. That's 314-200-5592, stldigitalmedia.com. We do business at Inside STL with STL Digital Media. And therefore, it's easy for us to recommend them to you. 314-200-5592 or online at stldigitalmedia.com, St. Louis Digital Media. 9 o'clock hour, the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Norman Chad. And the email today coming your way next here on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS.